AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris working to get out the vote at two churches in Georgia.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness, of support, of understanding the dignity in each other?
Happy birthday to you.
Serenaded by Stevie Wonder. While Donald Trump, before a Pennsylvania town hall,
these are definitely fresh,
went to a McDonald's for a lesson on making French fries.
I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story.
Both candidates are focusing on battleground states in the final weeks before the election. A catastrophic failure, says investigators in Sepolo Island in Georgia.
Structure collapsed in the middle.
A dock gangway collapsed, killing at least seven people. Here's our Julie Walker.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants.
As Israeli strikes continue to rain down in Beirut, a military spokesman says Israel will now take aim at Hezbollah's financial arm, and he warns it's planning an attack on a large number of targets. In Georgia, a 19-year-old man was killed and five others wounded in a shooting at Albany State University. It was homecoming weekend. Hurricane Oscar heading for Cuba after landfall over the southern Bahamas. Treehouse Foods is announcing a voluntary recall of dozens of its waffle products. They may be contaminated with Listeria, Kodiak cakes, along with Walmart's Great Value, Target's Good and Gather, and other store brands. This is AP News. A former bandmate grieving Liam Payne's death.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
Feels like stardust.
Singer Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour after the death of his former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne, who fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina last week. The tour was scheduled to begin this week.
Woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand.
That is Peter Frampton and Keith Urban performing at Frampton's Rock Hall induction on Saturday in Cleveland, audio courtesy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. Other inductees include Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, Cher, Foreigner, The Dave Matthews Band, and Kool & the Gang, whose singer James J.T. Taylor says the Rock Hall was never on their radar.
You don't plan to say, I'm writing this because I want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, it comes as your work precedes you.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.